You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are watching, listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Well, great news has just come in. Cyber Monday exceeded all expectations. It was up a whopping almost 6%. And all I can say is I'm really glad there's no inflation, because if we had inflation, could you imagine how bad things would be? Well, Matthew Johnson is here with us now from Johnson Wealth. And Matthew, it's great to have you back. So happy days are here again, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Good to be on the program.
Sure. So I should pop out that bottle of Cristal that's sitting in my fridge waiting for a happier new year, because everything is fine now, right?
Well, boy, I tell you what, if you're a retailer, you are busy. There is a tremendous amount of people that are buying. When we look at the stats, Carrie, it's mind-boggling. They say just in between the Black Friday and the Cyber Monday, there was over 61 million transactions to buy things. I mean, that just that blows my mind. I can't even fathom that.
How much of that was for gas and food? Yeah. You know, like if gas goes up 15%, that does wonders for retail sales, doesn't it, Matthew?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it kind of in that same vein, there's a lot of companies that are kind of popping up that are getting on the bandwagon with the buy now and pay later. And the biggest increased item for the buy now, pay later was food and beverage. Can you believe that? Food and beverage is now buy and pay later. That was over 200% increase compared to last year.
Well, if any of you out there are in school, in high school, in college, we've got the dream career for you. The best career out there right now is what they euphemistically refer to as mortuary sciences. In other words, if you become an undertaker, business is amazing.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Carrie, when we were looking at this, 80% of the people that have been purchasing online for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, 80% of them expected to spend the same amount this year as they did last year.
So in other words, 10% less.
Yeah, it's actually scary to me. Either A, it can't really be the evidence of having the wealth effect, because we know that the market is down. We know the 401ks are down. So it can't be that they feel flush with cash. So either it's a last hurrah before things get really, really bad, and they want to spend, and you know, it's the Christmas season, right? So we want to get together and we want to be able to be a blessing to one another and buy all these gifts. Or they're looking at this and they've now turned the corner and they have just embraced the idea, you know what, I'm just going to buy because I have a credit card, I have the ability of paying later, so I might as well do it. I'll just figure out a way to pay for it later.
Hey, well, you know, if you're having problems paying for gas, I'm looking right now on Amazon. It's the HiBoy S2 Max electric kick scooter. You can get 40.4 miles of range, 19 miles per hour speed, and it's got air-filled tires. Think of all the gas you can save using that scooter, Matthew.
Well, and I'm going to have to pick the bugs out of my teeth, too, between, you know, point A to point B, I guess. It's not going to fare well too well for me if I'm wearing a tie. But, you know, we can always try, right? Yeah. It is estimated right now, Carrie, that there is going to be over $889 billion in sales between November 1st and December 31st. We'll figure out if we're going to actually hit that number. But again, with the inflationary numbers, we know people are spending more. So these numbers look, you know, they look mystical. They're so large, but we know that people are spending more today. In many respects, I think that this has helped the retail industry because many of the retailers were choking on, you know, a tremendous amount of inventory. So they're putting on sales because they want to get rid of the inventory. That inventory has really saved them. But it's also those sales are incentivizing people to come out and spend money because they're thinking, gosh, you know, after the first of the year, I might as well get it now. It's on sale. And gosh, it's costing me more. So I want to take advantage of the sales. And I think that it's helping the retail industry. It's helping the Americans. I'm just really concerned, though, about the amount of debt that we're seeing transpire right before our very eyes. You know, we're up tremendously in debt. We are second best to the world record, basically, of credit card debt. And what's really bothering me is the credit card companies right now, many of the buy now, pay later creditors are taking full advantage of these higher interest rates. Right now, the average interest rate on credit cards is sitting at over 18.4%. Wow. And God forbid if you're, you know, maybe a person who's never had credit cards and now you're just signing up for a credit card, the average interest rate on a new credit card being opened right now today is sitting at 22.4%. That is highway robbery.
That's fair.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair.
Blows my mind. Yeah. But again, people are desperate. People are trying to save money. They're feeling the optimistic holidays, I think, but in many respects, it can't be because the economy is just so great or because they're making so much money in their stock portfolio. It's just a culmination of so many different things, but the credit card companies are certainly lurking in the alleys, no question about it.
Yeah, the vultures are out, huh?
Absolutely.
So, but hey, I'm on the buy now, pay never plan. So I think many of you out there are also on that plan. So it should work. What could possibly go wrong, right, Matthew?
Well, I mean, we already have a propensity to go ahead and release debt and say, no, you're not going to be on the hook for it. The government will take care of it, which sticks in my craw and sticks in the craw of every taxpaying American. But the reality is that we have grown to almost expect that the government is always going to come to the rescue. The government's always going to come up with ways of being able to add more money to the economy and give stimulus checks and be able to say, nope, that's all right. We'll take care of the bill for you. But little do we realize or little do we put emphasis on the fact that at some point, Carrie, I believe that this is going to have a very negative implication on the country. And unfortunately, I don't know that it's going to be your generation or my generation. I think it's going to be the generation of our children and grandchildren that are ultimately going to have to pay for this because you got to pay the piper at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do have to pay the piper. And the credit card bill is eventually going to come due. So what do you do?
Don't just survive. Thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Osino Resources is a Ross Beatty-backed gold exploration company in mining-friendly Namibia. Osino's district-scale land package is situated near two producing gold mines, one of which Osino's management team previously developed and sold to B2 Gold. Osino's founders and management are experienced mining professionals who have already successfully developed and sold two companies in the past 7 years. Osino has an excellent shareholder base with Ross Beatty owning 20%, insiders 5%, and resource capital funds 8%. This is an exploration company with drills turning that you'll definitely want to pay attention to. Osino trades in New York under the ticker OSIIF and in Toronto under the ticker OSI. To learn more, go to osinoresources.com. That's osinoresources.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Well, I think we have to take control of our money. We have to become masters of our money. So many times I think that money is the master of people. And we have to reverse that. And we have to do it in very quick order. I see people all the time where, you know, as a fiduciary, I'll sit down with a new person and I'll ask them to tell me about how they're investing their money, where their money is, what their money is doing. Give me the backstory. You know, how long have you been in this particular allocation? And you know, the scariest words that I can hear as an advisor is, I don't know. And you know, when it comes to even our everyday budget, our everyday spending habits, little do we know where the money is going, Carrie. Little do we know if we've had, you know, some sort of a bill increase because we're just busy paying bills. We're busy living life. And the reality is that those that tend to do best with their money are those that tend to give the greatest amount of attention to their money and where it's being invested. You know, when we think about investments, there is no single perfect investment. If there was, we'd all own it. But yeah. I think all too often we lose sight of where we are in life. When I'm sitting down with a person who's 65 and maybe they're 2 years away from retirement, and I see that they still have 100% of their money sitting in growth funds, that's a serious red flag, right? No one has taught them diversification. Financial advisors are certainly very much to blame because their own business model requires them to push growth without pushing education. I think many financial advisors don't care. And so it's really the responsibility of the person to take the accountability for their money, where it's at, taking control of spending. It was interesting last week, I got to sit down and speak to a group of around 60 to 70 entrepreneurs. And I'm sitting in this panel discussion with myself and coincidentally three other bankers, which I thought was really interesting. And I challenged these young entrepreneurs that their number one priority was not to put money back into their business, a number one priority. Their number one priority was to realize that they were the most valuable component of their business and they needed to pay themselves. And they couldn't pay themselves unless they were absolutely attentive to where their money was going. And today we just have the wild, wild west. We have people that have money. We have people that don't have money, but they're both spending as if, you know, there is no endless end to the money. And this is going to have negative implications.
And that is really bad because, look, you know, I always say, live every day as if it would be your last, for one day you're sure to be right. But that doesn't mean you should spend as if every day would be your last, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That is a totally different concept, right? Mm-hmm. So what is Joe Sixpack and what are Joe Sixpack and Steve Chardonnay supposed to do here?
Well, first and foremost, I hope that people are prepared to wake up and smell the coffee because the Federal Reserve, Carrie, is not done raising interest rates. It's pure and simple. They've been very, very clear where we are inflationary wise and where they want to be inflationary wise. We're going to be experiencing more rate increases. It's going to continue to have a detrimental effect in slowing the economy, which in part, you know, that's why they're doing what they're doing. They're trying to slow the economy to try to slow inflation. I'm not a big enough cheese that they come and ask me if it's the right way, but the idea
here is to tell them. You're exactly. Having to tell them, right?
Yeah. There is a way. There's a way to understand what's happening economically by just considering the fact that they have a particular set of data that they're looking at. They're data driven. They're not concerned about your 401k. They're not concerned about the stock market.
Imagine that.
They're concerned about the economic part of this equation. And so this little bit of optimism that I've seen within the stock market, I'm afraid it's very misplaced because this is emotion over fundamentalism. We need to be able to go back and we need to look at our portfolio. We need to look at companies and understand that their profitability is going to really surge right now because we're in the sales part of the season. But after that, we're going to come back to the harsh realities of a rising interest rate environment. Earnings are going to go down. Profits are going to go down. We're seeing record numbers of layoffs that are taking place. We just had a huge furniture manufacturing company in Mississippi that just walked in.
Laid everyone off.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's gone. And so these things, you know, no one wants to lay off individuals around Christmas. But after the first of the year, I'm afraid we're going to see a resurgence of unemployment. We're going to see all sorts of jobs disappearing because we no longer need the seasonal workers. American families are going to feel this. They're going to feel it in their 401ks as The Feds continue to raise interest rates and it affects the market. So we need to be extremely careful with our money and how we're investing our money. I want clients to be very much poised defensively. I believe that we are going to see interest rates halt. Forget turning around and reversing. I think that they're going to halt. And it may be, you know, the middle or maybe even the third quarter of 2023 before we get to that point. But the reality is we've got a lot of potential pain between now and then, and we have to be very careful and be looking and studying, what do we have our money in? Are these free cash flowing companies? Are they paying me dividends? Am I dollar cost averaging? Am I overly concentrated in one particular sector, one particular company? These are things that we have to keep our eye on.
Right. Could not agree with you more. I mean, it's so, so important here, Matthew, that that you really keep perspective and just things are not always what they appear. So, you know, and certainly this economic situation has a long ways to run here and you need to be prepared for it. Hey, Matthew, I appreciate your coming on. Hey, want to find out more about you, read your work. Where do you go?
They can go to my website, johnsonwim.com, where there's just a wealth of information. They can watch my YouTube videos that I post every week. They can listen to my radio shows every Saturday morning, have a radio show. We have plenty of white papers that I write each and every month for individuals to help broaden their scope of understanding and education about what it takes to truly retire and to retire successfully.
Yeah, it's so important. Really, really is. You don't want to be in a situation where you outlive your money. Hey, if you got a question for Matthew or for myself, why don't you shoot us an email, kl@carrylutz.com. And when you're at the site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com, make sure you sign up for your free newsletter. Matthew, always a pleasure, always thought-provoking. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.